Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning from the congregation Shir Shalom, Rabbi Alex Lazarus Klein, as we mark 2 years now since the attack on Israel on October 7th in the midst of peace talks in the region. Rabbi, thanks for being with us this morning. 2 years. I'm wondering how you're marking this anniversary today.
Well, we're having a service at 6 o'clock to mark it. It's somber and sad, and it's a terrible day. We had a communal memorial on Sunday. This day, today, is a holiday in the Jewish world, Sukkot. So we had our major memorial on Sunday together.
Rabbi, I was just looking back at an interview we did with you almost 2 years ago today about this, and you were saying how the community was in total shock and just how unprecedented this attack was. How has life changed since then?
Well, October 7th for the Jewish community has changed everything. It's such a marker, such sadness. And I can't tell you how much it's changed our world. We don't feel as secure. We don't feel secure in our society. We worry about what's going on. The pain is just immeasurable.
You mentioned that feeling of security in the years since October 7th. I mean, we've seen it all over the world. Attacks, anti-Semitic attacks on Jewish people in countries that long seemed to be safe havens for Jewish people. In America here, up in Canada, Britain, France, I mean, you name it, all over the world. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that sense of security has been lost?
Well, it was already eroding before October 7th. We had the Tree of Life attack in 2018. But over the last 2 years, you know, my kids are getting confronted in their schools. This never happened before about their Judaism. Told, you know, hateful things over and over again. It is just kind of all over. We had a congregant whose window was smashed in because she had a sign supporting Israel. Our congregation is always on alert. The entire Jewish community is. It's night and day. If I came back in time from a few years ago and arrived here, I honestly wouldn't believe it.
From everything that you've just said and everything that we've been reading over the last 2 years, do you feel that Jewish people have been put in the last couple of years, a situation where here in America, you feel like you have to hide your faith?
Yeah, I definitely think so. They just had a study that came out I read this morning about how Jews feel the less secure than they've ever felt before and that they are hiding. I think a lot of people do bring out their Jewish stars, like members of my own family, but for others, it's too hard. And it's really not a fair position. We're a very small community. You know, globally, we have 16 million Jews. We're a dot on the global demographics. And we're judged altogether. It's a very, very hard experience.
Right now, Rabbi, Israel and Hamas have begun indirect talks over the president's peace plan. What do you think about that?
Well, this is the most hopeful I've been in a long time. It felt like something was changing. I actually ripped up my high holiday, my Yom Kippur sermon and started all over again when the news came out, because this is an opportunity, finally, to bring the hostages home, to end this war, to bring peace to the region. It would be incredible. I think people are still skeptical, of course, but just that, like, faint hope that there could be peace, it keeps us going right now.
On the hostages, there were initially 250 of them. It's believed that 48 hostages remain in Gaza, only 20 of whom are still alive. How painful is that?
Oh, we have so many people wearing yellow pins. They think about the hostages every single day. This is throughout our community here. We have pictures of the hostages on our October 7th memorial. On Sunday, we read their stories of people who were killed on that day, but also people still hostages. It's just terrible. Our hearts go out to them. It's like this unending pain, really.
What is your hope for a peace plan, if one can be achieved? What do you hope it looks like?
Well, I'm very glad not to be a politician. Honestly, I think we need a cessation of the war. We need the hostages to return home. We need to just regroup together, Palestinian society as well, rebuild Gaza, hopefully some type of better days. I actually recently, I was talking to a friend that I was in Israel with in 93, and he reminded me I was there in Israel when the Oslo Accord was signed. And I blanked it out, this moment of pure hope when we really felt like we had peace then. I hope that we can maybe return to those days.
Have you been to Israel in the last 2 years? Would you go?
I would definitely go. Whether we would organize a communal trip. We do have trips going from our community this November. We have members of our community going. It's an expensive trip. That's probably the biggest obstacle to me. But, my best friends over there, we have my sister-in-law and her family, nieces and nephews. Of course, I want to go back just to see them. So I don't feel fearful to go back. But it's hard to organize like a communal trip at this time.
Well, Rabbi, we appreciate the time today, and best of luck at your sermon and everything that you'll be doing later on to commemorate this day. Rabbi Alex Lazarus Klein with the congregation Shir Shalom joining us live here on WBEM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.